John's Gospel, chapter 16. Verse 27. For the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world again. I leave the world and go to the Father. Verse 32. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, now is, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Verse 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye may find peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The book of the Revelation. Book of the Revelation, chapter 3. Reading from verse 14. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. He says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increase with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. In the account that I've read from the Gospel of John, we have the very voice of the Lord Jesus speaking to his own. On the very eve of his journey to Calvary. And we've set before ourselves these few days that we are here at Spruce Lake, relating to these pictures we find in the book of Judges, chapters 3 and 4. And we reminded ourselves that the people sinned and did great evil in the sight of God. And yet when they came to themselves and they cried unto God, that he raised up a deliverer. And there were three really prominent deliverers that we've had before us. In fact, in the last account we had today, there were three individuals that brought about that great victory. But first there was Othniel, and we spent much time talking about Othniel and the type of individual he was in a day of great departure. He was one that did not fall prey to all of the sin that had overtaken the people of God. He was one that was in communion with God. He was one that was being obedient to the word of God, that he could respond to the call, who will go? God raised him up, and he was therefore in a condition where God could use him. And then we've read of Ehud, another wonderful example that when we are weak, That is when he is strong. When the world looks upon us and they see what is apparent weakness in young people who are desiring to go on for the Lord and not to be entangled with the effects of the flesh, the desires of the flesh, and all of the ugliness that is associated with that principle that is in me that says, I want. And what I want, I'm going to do and get, even if it means dishonoring and displeasing God. So there was in that day, in that generation, a young man, Ehud, that God was able to raise up. And then there was another period of rest. 40 years. Some of the older ones had passed on at this point. 40 years had gone. And now there was sin again in the camp of the people. But it was against the great enemy, the adversary of our souls, that dragon, that old serpent, the one who was the accuser of the brethren, the one that God is going to deal with in a future day when he is taken hold of and put in that pit for 1,000 years. And then afterwards when he and the false prophet are cast in the lake of fire. But there needed to be someone who was going to respond. And there was Deborah, in dwelling between Ramah and Bethel, under the palm trees, producing fruit in her life, so that God could speak to her and through her, so that she would be an encouragement to young men, to a young man named Barak, that needed to be stirred up. And I want to challenge us again as young people, and as specifically as young men, that God has, through the Apostle Paul in speaking to Timothy, he said to Timothy, commit thou to faithful men the things that had been committed into the hands of Timothy, the Word of God, the teachings of the New Testament. He said to Timothy, identify those who are faithful men and commit into their hands, entrust into their hands the Word of God, the truth of the assembly, the truth of the New Testament, that they also may carry on and entrust this body of truth into the hands of other faithful men. Young men, the Spirit of God is trying to stir you up from what we've had before us. Young sisters, there was a Jael who was there in a place of compromise because her husband had gone into an agreement with the adversary of our souls. But she wasn't there because that was her desire. But she was there because it was the activity, the desire of her husband. But she was in the right place, in the right attitude of heart, so that when the enemy came, she had the right tools to be able to be an overcomer. And so we've tied these things together about the secret to being an overcomer, as seen in the examples that have been left for us. But you know, as I sat throughout the discussions today, I said, you know, we want to think about the one who is the overcomer himself. These are pictures and types and shadows in the Old Testament that point to us, to the Lord Jesus, who would say that in the world there will be tribulation. There's going to be difficulties in the world. He said to his disciples that were with him that they believed that he had come from the Father. And we're reminded in the book of Hebrews that no one can come to God unless they first believe that he is. And as I look around this room and have had the privilege of talking to many of you over a period of years in conferences in Grove City, it appears that all are saved and believe that the Lord Jesus has come from the Father. And so the one who is going to the cross to be the overcomer, he says to his own, and he's saying to you and I this evening, you know, tomorrow morning, You're going to head back into the world and that system that we have spoken about.